The CSO's Classical Roots Concert will be presented at Music Hall on Friday, March 20th at 7:30 p.m. Charles Floyd will conduct the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, and Eric Oliver will be one of the musical ministers working with the Classical Roots Community Mass Choir. Headlining the concert is the Grammy-winning a cappella group Take Six. We're honored to have Charles Floyd on the phone with us and Eric Oliver, who's in the studio. Thank you both for sharing this concert with our listeners.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Mr. Floyd, could you begin by talking about the importance of music and its ability to bring people of all cultures together?
I would love to. This particular program is an excellent example of that because this program combines elements of the sacred and the secular. It combines elements of multicultural concerns and interests. And the fact that a program like this can even happen in this day and age was not something that was always on the slate just a few years ago. I've seen this happen in my lifetime. I'm delighted to be working with the Cincinnati Symphony and Pops and with the members of the Cincinnati community to put on a concert that shows that we have more to gain by our similarities than we have by itemizing our differences. And this program is a wonderful example of the patriotic, the religious, the secular, the points that we all live for and live by day after day. You know, we're doing America the Beautiful. How does it embrace an entire sentiment of a nation more succinctly than that? The program will end with Lift Every Voice and Sing, which is the African-American national anthem. And so those two items alone serve as bookends for who we really are, rather than who we want to pretend to be. All sorts of pieces in the middle of the program between those two works that even further gird up the notion that music has an incredible ability to bring people together. I understand that the first Classical Roots concert was done as a result of some measure of social unrest. And any time I hear that music can inspire people to draw upon their higher angels, it's an inspiration to me. And to be able to participate in a program like this is truly an honor. I'm interested in answering other questions of yours, but I could ooze on all day about this program and what it means. And as I grow more familiar with what it means specifically to the Cincinnati community, I become more intrigued by the entire notion.
You're a regular guest conductor with the Boston Pops, and you worked with the special guest Take Six this past June at the Boston Pops' Gospel Night. Tell us about Take Six and what they'll be performing with the CSO.
I had the honor of working with Take Six last summer, and it was a wonderful experience. I've always admired the group for their skill, their musicality, their inventiveness, the fact that they brought back in their career the concept of a cappella singing was a thrill to me personally because it was for a while a lost art. We've had groups like Manhattan Transfer, New York Voices. They were very successful. It was really wonderful when Take Six first came upon the scene because they seemed to galvanize an important art of quality singing, singing in tune. Ironically, you get a group known for a cappella singing and then you put them with an orchestra. So it's an interesting juxtaposition, but I'm delighted that they have the materials for a symphony orchestra that they can use in performance. The materials that I'm hoping to do with them includes one of my favorites, Oh Mary, Don't You Weep, which actually doesn't involve orchestra, but it is a wonderful tune by them. There are some other tunes on the program, He Never Sleeps. They're doing, I'm just looking through the program right now, Over the Hill is Home. Wonderful arrangement. There's, yes, Oh Mary, Don't You Weep, and a number of other works. They're doing quite a few, maybe five. But what can I say? They're an exceptional ensemble, and I think the people in Cincinnati will absolutely adore them. It's my understanding that this is their CSO debut. So I would also like to say not only how much it's an honor for me to participate in this event on their debut or this particular concert, but the fact that a group like that is long overdue to appear with the CSO and the CS Pops. So I'm honored. I'm just absolutely honored. I'm delighted that they're going to be there with us.
Well, also in the studio with us is Eric Oliver. Mr. Oliver, I understand that you know Mr. Floyd.
Yes, we went to school together. I won't say how many years ago, but we attended Oberlin at the same time. And, of course, this is quite an exciting event to be reunited with an old classmate and to have the choir do some pieces that have been arranged by Charles.
Talk about the community choir that's going to be performing over there.
We have approximately 150 singers, and I know in years past we've talked a lot about the collaboration between the CSO, the Pops, and the choir. But what I'm seeing this year is members of the choir, mothers and daughters that are singing together, fathers and sons, and sisters who may have participated in choirs years ago. And it's just exciting to see a community of people coming together performing a wide variety of music.
This Classical Roots Concerts, they started in churches. Were you working with the choir at that time?
Yes, in fact, I recall the first concert at Music Hall, and I participated with the choir. And following that concert, CSO and the Pops would then come to the churches and perform. And the idea of having the choir come to Music Hall was birthed out of those performances. And JMR had a lot to do with the choir coming to Music Hall.
That's John Morris Russell.
That's right. And I've been involved really from the inception of that idea.
And what's your musical background?
I went to CCM as a high school student. And from there, I went to Oberlin College. And I got a major in government and music. But then from there, I went to Case Western and obtained a law degree. So my music education stopped at Oberlin.
And you're also a board member of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra.
That's correct.
How long have you been working with them?
I've been a board member for approximately 2 years, and I was on the committee that brought JMR back to Cincinnati.
Oh, well, congratulations. You did a good
Thank
job.
You.
And also, how many people are in the Community Mass Choir?
We have approximately 150 people. I think we started out with maybe 175 to 200 singers. And, of course, as the weeks progressed, some people decided the work is too hard, and so we have natural attrition. But at this point, I think we're probably down to about 150 people.
How many rehearsals have you done?
We have rehearsed, let's see, we started Saturday, January the 10th. We rehearsed once a week, and starting last week, we've been rehearsing twice a week, on Tuesdays and on Saturdays.
The program has been decided?
The program has been decided.
Some favorites of yours?
Some favorites of mine. I'm somewhat partial. I love the Lord's Prayer, which is arranged by Mr. Floyd, and I'm excited to perform that piece. As in the past, we're doing a variety of music. So if you like gospel, you're going to find something that you like. If you like the traditional spiritual, you'll hear something you like. If you like something very choral, we're going to do How Lovely Is Thy Dwelling Place, which is one of my most favorite sacred choral pieces.
And how is the program going to work with Take Six there? Is the choir going to come out at the beginning? Is Take Six going to be performing with the choir at all?
As in the past, Take Six will be our special guest, and the choir will be on the stand from the beginning of the program to the end. And their pieces will be intermingled with the pieces that are performed by the choir and by the orchestra. So the choir will be on stage for the entire performance.
So you've got the entire Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra and 150 choir members?
Yes.
My goodness, that stage is going to be jammed full.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be a lot of music, great music that
yes.
evening. Well, my guests this evening have been conductor Charles Floyd and Eric Oliver, who will be working with the Classical Roots Community Mass Choir. Thank you both for joining us this evening to talk about this annual celebration of African American music heritage.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Charles Floyd, will present their annual Classical Roots Concert at Music Hall on Friday, March 20th at 7:30 p.m. The a cappella group Take Six will be the special guest. For ticket information and a link to the CSO website, visit WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
Well, you might wonder why I'm so happy. And if I'm right, there's one thing you should know. I've just been connected, oh Lord, to an everlasting source of power. And that power makes me glow. No, I'm not saying I don't have problems. And I can't see that I don't get them. But it behooves me to move with a pep in my step when I'm excited about the joy that I found. I have trouble on every side, yet not distressed. I might be perplexed, but never in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. I might be perplexed, but never in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. All cast down, but not destroyed.
Oh, I've got a life, yeah, in Jesus. Yeah. Believe in me, I've got a life. Look at the smile on my face.
Sing it again.
Well, I got it.
You know that I've got it.
Well, I got it.